You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Al in New York is on the line with a question about insulating a cathedral ceiling. How can we help you?
I'd like to know if it is possible to insulate a cathedral ceiling. I had an addition bedroom put on the back of the house, and ever since the unit's been built, it's been rather cold in there. We've been compensating for heat with an electric heater, and I was just wondering if the problem is that my ceiling is not insulated.
Well, it's entirely possible. Cathedral ceilings are very challenging to insulate because typically if you're using a bat product like fiberglass, for example, you need to allow for ventilation space. So if your rafter is a 2x8, you can only fit 6 inches of insulation in that space because you have to leave the extra space for ventilation to basically move air in and out of there and keep it nice and dry. And 6 inches of insulation, or generally 5.5 by the time you get all done, because there's a little bit of compression and settlement, is only about R19 when you really ought to have about R40, about twice that much. So it's a very difficult space to insulate. Now, if you took the drywall down and took the fiberglass out and used spray foam in that space, then you could achieve the R value that you need within that same space. But of course, you know, that's more expensive and more trouble. It clearly sounds like you don't have enough BTUs in terms of your heat volume getting into that room. So when you say you're using electric heaters, are you using space heaters, Al, for
space
this?
Space heaters, yes.
How often do you have to use them?
Oh, you know, say when the temperature gets down below 10 degrees, it gets too cold.
All right, so here's what I would do. I would install, because this is going to be the least expensive, it's expensive heat, but the least expensive way to get a heating system. I would put in the room, I would put electric strip heaters, electric baseboard heaters. You know, they look like the same way that hot water radiators look when they go along the baseboard. They look just like that, but they're electric. And I would hook it up to a thermostat. So you can set the thermostat that whenever it goes below X, then those heaters come on and supplement the heat. This way, you don't have to be so personally involved in turning on and off the heaters and moving them around. It's going to be a safer heater overall, and it can be thermostat actuated. And in fact, the thermostat could be a setback so that, for example, perhaps if it gets that cold in the middle of the night, you don't care so much. But if it happens, you know, during the waking hours, so to speak, then you do. So I would make that level of investment. You'll get those electric heaters installed by an electrician, run off a thermostat, and compensate that way. If it's just one small space like that, that's probably the best way to handle it.
I have one other question pertaining to that room. Also, when the heating system was put in that room, it was naturally just attached to the existing system. And I've noticed that there is no cold air return duct. Is that a problem?
Yeah, it definitely is a problem because the way rooms get conditioned is by an exchange of supply and return air. So if you just tried to extend some ducts to there and you're not pulling any of that air back to be reheated, you can't just pump warm air into the room and expect it to happen. You got to pull the cold air back. So, yeah, I mean, you might want to have a good quality HVAC contractor look at it and see if there's any types of adjustments or changes that you can make to the ducting system to do a better job. But if nothing else, I would get some electric resistance baseboard heaters in there permanently and professionally installed, run off a thermostat, and you should be much more comfortable.
Which one would be a cheaper route to go, the ceiling or the heating?
The heating. Because the ceiling's a big job. You got to tear it all apart. You got to have a spray foam insulation company come in. And to do a small job like that, they still have to bring the manpower and the big trucks. You know what I mean? So it's a big sort of cost to get started with that. So I think the baseboard heats in your situation would be the way to go.
Okay, very good. I appreciate the help. Thanks very much.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.